97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
It's a very extravagant holiday tradition.
Neiman Marcus is out with its 98th edition of its Christmas book, and as always, it features some unusual and high-priced items.
And after 98 years of putting out this Christmas book, Neiman Marcus has quietly taken off the word Christmas and changed it to holiday book because Christmas is just way too offensive.
Are you kidding me?
Do you remember Kamala Harris spoke about this? And I want to say this was back in 2016. And I think she just said it in such an eloquent way. Listen to this.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
How dare you? Don't you dare utter those words. Happy holidays, yeah. Okay? It's all about inclusivity. In fact, that was what the spokesperson for the retailer, Neiman Marcus, said. In the spirit of inclusivity, there it is, as it welcomes customers of all backgrounds, religions, and traditions to celebrate the season. Ding, 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 ding. That's why, because it's offensive. How dare you say Merry Christmas? How dare you?
Well, I mean, how long it couldn't have. We can't be surprised that they've gotten to this point. Maybe I'm more surprised that it took this long.
Well, I thought a lot of companies and bands changed their name back in, I guess it would have been 2020, 2021. Like the Dixie Chicks became the Chicks. And there were other bands. Carl, you would know. What were some of the other bands?
Lady Antebellum.
Thank you. Is it Lady A now?
Yes.
Okay.
A can stand for a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah. I would venture to guess that sales will be down. I mean, here's the thing. At our church every year, the message is give more of yourself and less material stuff. So true Christians don't see the holiday as a commerce driven event. However, retail has always seen it as a commerce-driven event. I mean, it's not a Hallmark holiday. People are actually out celebrating. You don't have to encourage them to do that. You just want them to come to your store and buy their Christmas gifts that they're going to spend on. Why would any retailer want to not acknowledge that? Right? I mean, why would you do that? It's like not saying Happy Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. You want to sell as many chocolate-covered strawberries as you can on that day. I don't understand that at all. This is it defies logic from a commerce perspective. Just like Anheuser-Busch going out getting Dylan Mulvaney to push Bud Light. Mm-hmm. What small percentage of your audience are you actually appealing to with that message?
Right, and it's funny that Neiman Marcus did it quietly, and I'm not surprised. But these companies, they want to make these changes, but they don't want to be forthcoming about it because they know it will upset people. I think about Harley Davidson, and they've been under fire for several months now because of some of these DEI things they were doing. I think it was Lowe's maybe that just reversed some of its DEI policies because they weren't effective. It was angering customers. And so they realized, okay, we should probably end these and maybe sales will go up and they should also improve their customer service. That's a separate topic, but it's worth saying.
It's worth pointing out a friend of mine who has been very successful. He's held C-suite level jobs in a number of different industries. And he said that corporate America is a bubble where people have one goal. Number one, the CEOs want to surround themselves with people on boards who will reappoint them as CEO. So once they've gotten the golden handcuffs on, they don't want to do anything to upset the liberals they've surrounded themselves with on these boards. The people who get appointed to these corporate boards make a couple hundred grand a year just for being a board member and attending a meeting or two. They don't want to lose these lucrative jobs. They feel a little bit of pressure from an outside group like BLM or whoever is against Christmas, and they pressure woke corporate policies on these corporations. The CEOs go along with it because they don't want to buck the board. and they exist in a bubble. There's no, it's not reality based. It's not because there's any real reason to do it other than they want to feel good, which is why liberals do everything. They don't use their brain. It's just however it makes them feel.
Right.
And then you end up with corporate policies like this, or at Anheuser-Busch, or Target, or any number of these big corporations who think they're appealing to the good in someone when it's a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of people who are going to buy their product. And they're alienating all of those people who don't have that point of view. Why would you do that?
Well, I remember when Target was going through everything and so many people were boycotting them, myself included. They were coming out and saying they don't really care about the sales as much as they care about that score. And I'm blanking on what it is. It's like an S something something,
yes,
whatever score.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Basically, how inclusive are they? All of those things. So I think it did make an impact that all of us were boycotting them because their sales were noticeably down.
Absolutely.
I mean, money does, right? I mean, money drives the majority of really decisions in the world, but sadly. But ultimately, they just wanted to make sure that they were getting a good score on that.
If you have a big enough constituency, you can get away with blackmail, corporate blackmail like that. I mean, it's how Jesse Jackson enriched himself. It's how Al Sharpton enriched themselves. They went to these big corporations and said, you will either fund the Rainbow Coalition or we will boycott your business and make you look bad and accuse you of being racist, and the money poured in. It's how the race baiters enriched themselves in this country, because they had a big enough constituency. Some of these folks can't get away with that now, I don't believe. And it's going to come back to bite them in the retail pants at Christmas time.
If enough people do boycott, and I don't know how many people are actually, in this case, shopping at Neiman Marcus. I mean, seriously, who can afford stuff at Neiman Marcus? I'm looking at the website right now, and I think these items are featured in their Christmas book, or I'm sorry, should I call it the holiday book?
The restaurant's great.
I guess I have been. Didn't they have
Mariposa?
That? Well, no, maybe I'm thinking of something different. Anyway, there's this bracelet that looks like, I'm sorry, this is the only way I can describe it to you. It looks like those little stones, you know, were put on a piece of just like the stretchy band. I could go make it. What's that craft store that I'm thinking of?
Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby. I could go to Hobby Lobby today, I'm sorry, and make this bracelet. And they're selling it on their website for guess how much?
$800.
Wow, you were really close. $850.
Wow, that's good.
Do you want me to make you one?
Would you do
that? I'll sell it and just, you know, up
make
the price a little. I'll sell it for $800, so it's a little less than the Neiman Marcus one.
I thought you were going to make
You'll get
it for
a great deal. Absolutely
free
not.
Free would be a better deal.
And then Mark will sell it for $800.
Yeah, thank you.
I just don't get why these companies have not learned after watching, like you said, watching what AB went through, all of these things. Why are you not learning from that and seeing that these changes that you think are a good idea in the name of inclusivity just tend to backfire? Now, this move from Neiman Marcus is not as overt as what we saw Anheuser-Busch do with Dylan Mulvaney and that personalized can, but it should be obvious to me that this just isn't the right decision. And yet these companies time and again continue making these odd changes that they think are going to win people over because they show their support for all holidays and all backgrounds and all religions.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. And the thing about it is, here's what they don't understand at Neiman Marcus. They've now pissed off the wrong person. Greta Thunberg is no longer on their Christmas list.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
We should just play the Kamala bite again. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you say Merry
steal
Christmas?
Steal my dreams. You can steal my dreams.
My dreams? Are you Dracula?
Listen to her.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams.
Well, here's the thing that we all need to remember. If Kamala Harris is elected, she wants to support our dreams and aspirations. So,
well, it's true.
Just please remember that.
We will be on the upswing as soon as that happens.
Get more at 971talk.com.